Watch, Nancy Pelosi denounces porous brutality, supplute STEM colleagues, botches names of blacks killed. By Kyle Olson on June 9, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed reporters on Monday and botched the names of blacks killed by police, mangled words, and called one of her longtime Democrat colleagues by the wrong name. While attempting to make a rhetorical connection between the treatment of slaves and what happened to George Floyd, Pelosi said, "The purchase of those slaves, can dungeons in which they were kept, seemingly mashing conditions and dungeons together." The speaker talked herself into circles as she mixed up the titles of Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Two senators, leaders on this issue. Congresswoman Harris, Congressman, Senator. Did I say Senator? Senator Harris, Senator Booker, she said. During a dramatic reading of the names of black victims of alleged police violence, Pelosi botched several of the names, including Philando Castile and Trayvon Martin. She flubbed an aspect of the Democrats' legislation, claiming it addresses the Qualified Immunity Doctrine. It's known as the Qualified Immunity Doctrine. She fused words together again moments later, saying she supplutes Congresswoman Karen Bass and Rep. Bobby Smith. Except, there is no Bobby Smith. There's a Bobby Scott, who has been Pelosi's colleague for some 27 years. The House Speaker denounced porous brutality and stumbled during her call for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to pass the bill and President Trump to sign it. In the coming weeks, the bill, the House will hold hearings, mark up the bill. Once the House passes it, the House, the Justice and Policing Act, Leader McConnell will sit, hopefully, he must swiftly take it up, she said. Leader in the Congress, the President must not stand in the way of justice, Pelosi added. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.